Well, hi, Sud. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So I'm in the cancellation department, and I understand that you recently signed up with us, and now you were having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel and requesting a refund?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What's going on?
Well, I'm not sure if you have all the information in regards to what the process has been like, but it's been extremely disappointing, to be completely honest. We started off, I believe it was the 13th of September or October, I believe. October, maybe.
Let me look on the billing. Okay, 13th of September. You're right.
Yeah,
okay.
13th of September we started, and I was told that we were going to go ahead and get everything started up for the actual business in terms of the website, in terms of getting Google verified, in terms of all of these different things would be taken care of within the first 2 weeks.
Okay.
You know, they went ahead and sent me all the information on all the things that I needed to do, and I went ahead and completed all that, took care of all of that. 2 weeks later, I get a phone call requesting information about linking the website that I had already created, as well as a bunch of other things that, as far as I understood, were should have already been kind of dealt with or at least addressed to some extent before the two-week period. For example, the Google Verified issue, that was supposed to be taken care of before before the two-week mark, because I was told that the way it would work is first 2 weeks would initially be about like a setup period. Everything will be set up by that time. And then once everything is set, then we can move on to the next phase, which would be to kind of anticipate and prepare for phone calls. Unfortunately, that second phase never really came, as multiple attempts of me trying to get them to make updates to the website, updates to certain things that were going on with what our company was trying to do in terms of power washing specials and all this stuff. I mean, just to give you an example, I had requested that they put up some Facebook ads or some Facebook posts at least once a week. They can also put some up related to some of the stuff that we were doing in regards to the sales and the discounts they were offering. And in general, you know, I was expecting that to be kind of taken care of without any real pushback or any real issues. Come to find out that it seems that my requests repeatedly were just largely ignored. I'm not sure why, you know, and then I had requested that moving forward, after that two-week period, moving forward, that we set up a communication or a day or a weekly communication line where we can touch base and kind of make sure that we're doing everything we need to do to make a successful venture. Unfortunately, I never received back the call at the appropriate time that I had requested. I mean, I had requested a call at 11 o'clock on Monday morning, every Monday morning. There has to be a phone call. The first week, after I had made that request, I was anticipating a phone call. Nobody called me. So the following Tuesday, I went ahead and called you guys to try to figure out what was going on. And it turns out that the representative who took that note down forgot about the callback. Which the next representative told me that she would assure me that she would 100% call me back. And so at that point, I had told her, best thing to do now is to set up a bi-weekly callback so we can get, you know, we can have an established line of communication then. Unfortunately, so I told her that to make that work, we can have calls on Monday and Friday. That way, even if the Monday call is missed, at least, you know, we have another chance to try to catch up on everything.
Right.
Fortunately, she had also agreed and told me that that would be completely fine and she would take care of that. Unfortunately, nobody gave me a call back at all. Monday, I did not receive any callbacks. Friday, I did not receive any callbacks. And, you know, I'm taking a look at the website. I'm not getting any phone calls. The website's not really, you know, adjusted like you guys told me. And this last time I spoke to a representative, she told me that you guys don't even have the permission for the publishing of the website. You just have permission for the website itself. And my response was simple to her. You know, this is all something that you guys should have addressed in the beginning. We should not be almost a month into this subscription talking about you guys still don't have permissions to the publishing of the website. I mean, that's a matter that can be corrected in a matter of a day or two. that has only been brought to my attention 2 days before the next billing cycle. Like, that's absolutely unacceptable.
Okay. So I want to give you some options, Saeed, because I thank you so much for relaying all of that to me, because I can see your frustration in all of this. I do want to let you know that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, it does state that the timeline takes 30 to 45 days typically, okay? It also states that the $348 that you paid is a non-refundable amount. So I don't know who put this on here or how it happened, but somebody put a service credit on your account so that your October 27th billing is free. So what that means is that you're paid in full right now until November 27th. So if you want to cancel
the
account...
Problem. I understand that I'm paid in full, but I'm not receiving any adequate service from you guys. That's the problem. And I understand that it may be a non-refundable charge that you guys have, but you know, that charge is going to be disputed because, you know, you guys haven't rendered me any service at all. I mean, I haven't received a single phone call. And I'm talking, I've had Local Splash before. This is not the first time that I've worked with Local Splash. I've worked with Local Splash before, and this has not been my experience. You know, and this is one of the reasons why I came back to Local Splash, is because my prior experience with Local Splash was so good that I went ahead and came back to you guys to go ahead and you know, foster a more thorough relationship with this company. However,
right,
this experience has been absolutely horrendous. And, you know, it's not fair to stake the terms and services as you guys haven't fulfilled your terms and services. You know what I'm saying? You haven't done even the basic things of creating the Facebook posts or getting access to those Facebook posts. So there needs to be some level of accountability, some level of responsibility that is taken here, because this is not something that should be happening with you guys. I was very surprised that this is the case and this is the way the operation is running. But yeah, to say that I was definitely given rendered service, adequate service, is a stretch at the very least. And I don't think that the non-refundable aspect of that policy should apply, given the fact that I'm not just simply requesting a refund because I'm just not happy. None of the services that you guys agreed to provide, meaning set up the website, have the website fully operational, have the Facebook page fully operational, have the Facebook ads running the correct ads. I mean, these are things that I was told would be done within the first month. They would all be taken care of within the first month. We even got a two-week extension from you guys so that you guys could go ahead and get these things done. Because the original billing cycle was supposed to be for the 13th. But after all the debacle of trying to get verified and all this nonsense, you guys went ahead and gave us a two-week credit because you acknowledged that this should have been taken care of. Now, if it hadn't been taken care of, and we're at this point now where it's been an entire month, essentially, and we don't have the level of service that we agreed to get. So I can understand that it's not in your policy for this return, but I think this is an exceptional situation in that we have not been rendered the service that you guys agreed to provide. And in that sense, I would not definitely request a refund.
So on our end, that has been. I don't know why you're saying that, because you signed up with us on the 13th, right? And then
yes.
There's notes on your accounts from the technicians. Client requested address hidden. Client owned domain apply splash page layout. Credentials needed to apply splash page layout. Email sent to client. Client added us as Google Business Page Manager. And then on 9/15, client sent logo in. On 9/21, logo updated. Client images uploaded to media photo on 9/21. Client added us as a Facebook admin. That was on 9/21. Ads running. That was as of 9/21. Created Facebook post with Facebook ad content, 9/21. Google business page optimization complete, September 30th. Local Splash asked for posts created, September 30th. Another Facebook post on 10/12. So there's tons of notes here on all of the the services that are taking place.
All of those services were done after I had called in and repeatedly requested you guys to complete those services. That's the issue we're having here, is that none of those things were actually completed on time. All of those things were completed after multiple phone calls, multiple attempts to reach you guys to go ahead and upload things. Like even for that Facebook page, the post in regards to the power washer discount, I had to literally call you guys 3 to 4 times to get that uploaded. And when it was uploaded, I went ahead and wrote as well, too, that the upload that you guys had posted was extremely remedial, elementary. It did not look appealing at all. And I had requested that go ahead and be adjusted to be more aesthetically appealing. I made that request to no change to that post, to no change at all in any way to the website as well, which I had multiple times requested. That I've given you guys access, as you said, through the managerial app, through the Google Business, and nothing on the website was changed. You know, no new pictures, or very few limited pictures were added towards the end, I guess like last week or the week before. I mean, this is not, you know, you guys can sit there and tell me that, yeah, this is the service that we provide. I refuse to believe that. I've operated with you guys before. You know, this is not like my first time with Local Splash. I've done business with Local Splash. And this is 1,000% not my experience at all. So what I'm referencing when I say that I'm having a terrible experience with you guys isn't some, you know, idealistic idea of what you guys are or how you operate. I'm holding your own criteria as a standard. You know, and that's the problem.
You know, you're frustrated, and I understand where you're coming from, Sad, that you had to call in and you had to stay on top of them, and you're requesting revisions and you're requesting posts. You never did give us the domain credentials to the website, by the way, so we couldn't put our website onto OpalContractor.com.
That information wasn't requested until literally last week for me. Like when you guys asked for managerial status for the website, I went ahead and gave that in right away. You requested the logo, I went ahead and gave that in right away.
September 14th on 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Action needed say delegate access to your website domain. That was a day after you signed up. So here's what I want to just, you know, make you happy, and I want to get this resolved. But since the money that you paid is non-refundable, option one is cancel the account and, you know, we move forward, or you take advantage of the time that they put on here until November 27th, because I hear your frustration.
You're asking me to take advantage of the time that you guys are forcing me to be with you.
No, I'm not forcing you, because we're not charging you for that extra time. But
you're not refunding me, so it's quintessentially the same as charging me. If you're not going to refund me, you're keeping
right.
The money that you're taking
there's
services.
There's no refund, so you can, you know, cancel it now and dispute it with your bank if you want. We have all of the work that we put in writing here. We have everything documented. So if you want to do that, but I'll tell you this, we clearly state in the terms that it takes up to 6 weeks. Now, you're requesting all of these revisions within 2 days, within 3 days, within 2 weeks, which is fine. That's your, you know, objective to do that. That's your right to do that. But at the same token, the program's not even at full potential yet. It's kind of like if I hired you to do a bathroom remodel and you told me, okay, it's going to take 3 weeks. And then while you're trying to do the bathroom remodel, I'm like, oh, by the way, do this to my kitchen. And I want you to change the materials that I picked. And I want you to do a different type of floor. And then 3 weeks goes by, and I'm mad that the original plan wasn't completed. And you're like, well, the original plan wasn't completed because you were trying to get all of this other stuff done within that time frame. So that's all that I'm saying.
The thing that I have requested is not some extra service or some new service that you guys don't provide.
I know,
everything
but
that
you
I
were
have
saying,
requested
you
is
were
within
saying
the scope
that
of...
Your expectation was 2 weeks when the expectation is 6 weeks. So
no,
that's
you're,
the problem.
You're conflating two different things. My expectation was 2 weeks to have everything set up. That's what my expectation was. Not that after 2 weeks I'm going to be getting phone calls and everything should be ready to go. It's 2 weeks to get everything set up. That's what I was told. I was told 2 weeks the website will be
ready to go. But the only thing that wasn't completed was
the Google verified didn't even occur. The Google Verify didn't even occur until 2 weeks after I started up. And it was such a problem, in fact, that you guys went ahead and offered me a 2-week extension because of this issue. I mean, there's clearly, the thing that's bothering me most right now is that you're unwilling to take any responsibility for the lack of service that has been rendered here. I mean, it's one thing to say that, okay, there's been some mistakes made for sure, but we can definitely still try to get everything taken care of. We can give you this extra month, and we can definitely show you that we're worthwhile having. You know, if that was your attitude, I can understand that a lot more. What you're suggesting is that I'm somehow being facetious and frugal by saying that you guys haven't rendered the service that you said you did, even though you guys acknowledged it that you hadn't rendered the service at the appropriate time frame that you guys had set. And now you're telling me on the phone that, oh, no, I'm being ridiculous or I'm being unreasonable with my requests and that nobody told me this or nobody. Like, you're not trying to take any responsibility for mistakes that were acknowledged already by your company. You know, and this is the most troubling part for me.
I don't want you to feel that that's the way that I'm meaning it. If it came across that way, I apologize. I'm not trying to say that it's anything that you did on your end or coming across that, you know, things weren't done in the time that you expected them. I don't mean that. But all I can go by is the notes on the account. And you signed up on September 13th. And on September 30th, Google Business Page Optimization complete. So that's 17 days of service, and that was already completed when we quote 45 days, right? So we were way ahead of the curve with that. So when we say 45 days, it's not that, oh, everything will be set up in 2 weeks, but you'll start seeing action within 45 days. Sometimes it takes that time. Sometimes it takes even a little longer, depending on how responsive the client is, which you've been great. You've always been responsive to us, right? But also sometimes it depends on if another PIN verification code is needed, if Google is asking for a business license or different variations of what they'll ask to get the profile verified. You know what I mean? So everything happened way ahead of the curve in here. Now, just because the Google Business page was verified within 17 days, that doesn't mean that your phone automatically starts ringing, because in order to get that verified Google Business page on the first page, it takes hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So that's why we give that, you know, proper expectation. And that's all I'm trying to say to you, Saeed. I mean, if it were me, especially since you're pretty vested in this, and I know that this is going to work for you if you give it time to come to the full fruition. So what I'm saying is we can do what you're requesting. We can set up the bi-weekly phone calls at 11 o'clock on Monday and Friday. We can, you know, make sure that everything that is asked on your end is completed. The only thing I can see that I think got slipped through the cracks a little bit was that you didn't give us the domain credential to the website. But everything else you've done, and it could be that just email just, you know, got lost in all of the other emails that we sent you, right? Because there's 26 emails since we've been working with you.
Emails are one thing, right? I understand that, you know, there's always something going on with emails. But that's the reason why I requested those phone calls, because it's vitally important that stuff like that doesn't go 1, 2, 3 weeks hanging around, because I didn't receive an email that you guys thought that I did receive. Like, that's the whole point of the communication. And when I did speak to somebody, eventually when I did call in and try to speak to somebody, nobody ever made any mention about, you know, the domain needing to be adjusted or anything. I mean, it seems like you're able to look at the computer and tell that this is what's going on. I can't understand why any other representative couldn't do that. The 3 weeks prior to this conversation we're having, when they could have requested that I go ahead and complete this so that we can get that done. I mean, that's my problem, is not that I'm not receiving phone calls right now.
I think there was just miscommunication with that, Saeed, because there are notes here where the technicians or customer support was talking to you about giving us the credentials to the domain. And it would say things like, I think the client thought that I was talking about the Google business page because he got upset when I asked him, and he said he already did it. So, and then as far as the weekly calls, that wasn't requested of you until October 17th, and they did complete the weekly call.
That's not
on
true.
October.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
I'm going back into the notes here, and I can't find anywhere where they notated.
That's my issue. That's what exactly what I'm telling you was the problem. When I spoke to a representative 2 weeks after
I'm sorry. It was on 10-12, October 12th was the
That was the second. That was the second time that I had requested it. The first time I requested it was September 17th. I requested phone calls every single Monday so that we could touch base on these matters and we can be on top of all of this. Didn't receive any phone calls September, those 2 weeks. Finally, October, I went ahead and called you guys at the appropriate timing to request it again, at which point it wasn't then still, completed until October 17th. It was finally written in the notes when I spoke to, there was another representative that I spoke
Shillette.
To.
Shillette. Yeah, you spoke to Shillette.
I spoke
yep.
to her, and she's the one that actually put it into the system for the first time. I mean, it's almost 3 weeks after I had made the request and multiple attempts to call you guys. I mean, you're saying that, these issues and miscommunications are happening. I understand, but that's your guys' job to make sure that those are addressed. I mean, if there's something that I was doing where I wasn't responding or I wasn't communicating with you guys, then I would take full responsibility for that. I would 100% sit here and tell you, yes, you guys made multiple attempts to reach me. I was unable to be, attending the call, and as a result, we were unable to address certain issues. That has never been the case. I mean, every single time you guys call me, I cut time out of my day to make sure that we address everything that needs to be addressed. Now, if there are things that needed to be addressed that weren't brought up in those phone calls, how can I possibly know about them?
Right. I'm going by her most recent notes where she said that she reminded you to add us as a domain to the website, and you said you already did it. And she said that you were talking about the Google business page, not the domain, and that's where there was a little bit of confusion.
Right. And that was the first time that the issue of the Google domain needing to be addressed came up. I had called multiple times prior to that, and that issue had never come up. And I had even asked me about it. If I explicitly stated, if there is anything you guys need me to do, even on a regular basis, if you guys need me to make posts, once a week, I'll go ahead and make a post as well, and you guys can make one post as well. That way, we have two posts coming out every single week to stay more relevant, to stay higher up on the charts. You know,
right.
These are all things that I had requested, things that I had told you guys I would do as well as I would expect you guys to do. Come to find out, none of those things were being done, and I was just kind of being told, yeah, everything will be taken care of on the phone, all this, that, whatever, the third, and none of it was addressed. So this is the problem that I'm having here, and we keep kind of going around this problem, and it's, to say that you guys have met your timeline I don't think that's a fair assessment. Can I put you on hold for 1 second?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll wait for you.
Thank you. Yeah, hello. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay. I understand. So, can you give me the information for the domain right now, and then I can set up those biweekly calls, and we can try to get everything set to your expectation? Because I understand where you're coming from, but I really want to at least get that piece of the puzzle done, because that's the only thing I can see that hasn't been completed.
All right, I mean, so here's what I would request moving forward.
Mm-hmm. If you're saying that this is the only thing that needs to be done before we can really get the ball rolling on this whole campaign, I'm inclined to trust you guys one more time, but
okay.
I want to make this explicitly clear. If mm-hmm. by this next month period that we're being credited that amount, if all these matters are not addressed and the website is not completely set up and everything is not completely set up, and as well as phone calls could be coming in now because this would be going into the second month of service.
Right.
There could be no issues at all, no discrepancies on phone calls coming in, anything of that effect. If those issues are still persistent, I would request that you guys provide that refund or provide a $360 check to us for this issue. If you guys are willing to do that, then I'm willing to trust you because that means you're sticking behind your work and you're sure that all the issues will be taken care of. And so I'd be more likely to trust you guys, and we can continue this partnership. If you guys are
right.
unwilling to do that, then that just tells me that it's going to be more of the same. I'm going to be calling, and it's going to be you guys will respond, and maybe something will be done, maybe it won't be done. I need to have you guys vested in this a bit more. I just feel like I'm putting all my money into it, all my time into it, and you guys are just kind of, you know, tagging along and just going along with the flow. And that can't be the case. You know, you guys have to set the pace here. You know, this is your level of, this is your area of expertise, not mine. You know, you guys are the marketing campaign here, and really, you guys should be spearheading this entire project. It shouldn't be my suggestions or my ideas that were even, I should just give you suggestions on things that I think would work. And for the most part, it should be completely run by you guys.
Right. So there's no way to promise you that we're going to work on your account for the next month until November 27th for free without getting paid for it, and then give you an expectation that then if you don't like it by November 27th, that now your September 13th payment would be refunded, okay? It does take hundreds and hundreds of hours. It takes several hours on a daily basis to do the programming. And unfortunately, Saeed, the technicians that we pay to do this programming, they don't work for free, right? So what you're asking, and we've already given you the free month, which I would take advantage of if I were you, because I've been with the company for 11 years, and I know that you're going to be thrilled once everything starts coming to full fruition. You're going to love it. But at the same token, kind of what you're asking is, you know, let me go put, you know, 4 new Michelin tires on my car, and I'll pay you for it. And then when I come back after 50,000 miles, if I don't like it, you give me my money back, right?
That's not at all what the situation is like. First of all, that it would be like if I had bought tires from you guys and I never got to use them, and then I went ahead and requested a refund, because that's essentially what's happening here. I don't feel that I've utilized the service equivalent to 50,000 miles worth of usage. That's nowhere near the case. I mean, even by your own standard. 50,000 miles on tires is pretty much the life of most tires. You're saying that I've gotten benefit from this company to the amount that is capable of benefiting me. I've gotten that, and I'm still, like, over here without a website fully set up, without receiving any phone calls. Are you saying that this is the capacity of your company?
So let me put it another way just so that you understand, because let me just see here.
I mean, look, here's what we can do. Moving forward, I think it's important that we go ahead and try to facilitate, an amicable partnership. So I'm willing to try this one more month with you guys. But I need to make this explicitly clear, because I feel like this was the problem going into this whole issue, was that this kind of lazy attitude towards my account. You know, if I call in, then you guys will answer and then you'll take care of whatever needs to take care of. But if I just, like, if I hadn't called in at all, none of this stuff would have been taken care of. And, you know, that's deeply concerning, because I shouldn't have to take time out of my day to make sure anything is being done. You know, that's the whole purpose of paying you guys, is to make sure that you guys take care of all of this.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
If there is anything that I need to
That's
do, you guys should be coming to me.
That's why I'm willing to do the biweekly calls and set that up with customer service. Make sure that the supervisor of the apartment is aware, so that ball doesn't get dropped. And like you say, in the event that you happen to miss a Monday call, then Friday call still happens. So you don't have to worry about taking time out of your day to try to call in, So I'm willing to do that. And I really think that you will have everything set up, because the one thing that is so refreshing about talking to you, Saeed, is that you're proactive with your account. And I always tell people, if you're proactive with your account, you'll see the best results, right? But I just don't want you to think that, if for some reason something happens by November 27th and you're not happy, they're not going to go back and refund the September 13th payment. I mean, you'll have the right to cancel and not have any further payments, you know what I mean? But you have to give them at least, a little bit of, make sure that, the money that you've paid comes to full fruition, right? So, you paid us $348, right? $99 of that is for setup, and then $100 of that goes to the Facebook ads, right? So there's $149 that actually goes to the technicians to do the programming. And now we're giving you the 45 days with the extra 2 weeks plus the extra month. So if you consider that, you paid us $1.98 a day to do this programming, I mean, I think that we're being more than reasonable to say, hey, we'll give you extra time, but we just can't give you, a refund at the end of it if it doesn't pan out the way you want it to. I know that it will, because we're the best of the best in the industry and you're proactive with your account. I'm not worried about it. I just don't want to set that expectation. But it sounds to me like you're willing to, move forward on this. You just need more reassurance that these calls are going to take place and that if something is needed on the account, that they're going to call you right away. You know what I mean? One thing I can also put on the account, Saeed, because yeah. I noticed when I tried to call you, you weren't available on a couple of attempts, but you were good at texting me back and say, hey, call me tomorrow at 10 o'clock, right? That's how you and I connected. So I can put that on the account too, like, hey, if you need something of the client and he misses the call, please send him an SMS message for him to reply. Maybe that would be easier if they, just need a quick update or something from you. Maybe they can just send you a text and you don't have to worry about waiting till your call on Friday. You know what I mean? Even though they'll still call you on Friday, it might be something that, I noticed that with you. So I just want to let you know that was a good thing that you, were able to communicate by the text.
Yeah, I mean, I even tried to actually call you back on the number that I had received through that text message, but unfortunately, I've been kept on hold for a couple of hours, and then when I had requested the callback feature, it told me that it was going to call me back in 2 days with an agent. So that's I didn't make attempts to call you back, but the problem was is it was giving me ridiculous timelines and making me wait on the phone for a ridiculous amount of time. So that's why I had went ahead and texted you that. Okay, I need to get a call back tomorrow morning at 10.
I don't know why our customer support phone system is set up that way. Our CEO, our owner of our company, thinks it's the best thing since sliced bread that you can call in, and if they're all on the phones, you can make a calendar appointment. But who wants a calendar appointment for a different day when they have an issue now,
Exactly.
So I'll let you know that a little piece of inside information is when you call the customer support number, if you hit option 1, you'll probably be on hold and you have to, state what you want. And then if they can't pick up the call because they're on the line, they'll create that appointment. But if you put in my extension right away when you call, rather than hitting option 1, you just hit 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. And I always answer my phone calls live. The only time I don't is if I'm on the other line or I'm in a meeting. But at least you'll know that if you call my extension, I can get back to you right away. also, I'm not a technician. I don't do the programming, right? I might not be able to help you with whatever you're calling in for, but at least if I can't help you, I can get you to the person that can. You know what I mean? So that might be just a little bit easier process for you. But again, I think that you were so great with the text message that I can put that on the account too. You know, client prefers that if you can't reach him and you need an update, just, you know, text him what you need and he'll reply.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. Excellent. 100%.
Okay, good. So I think we're all on the same page here. So do you have the login for the domain, or do you want me to send you the email again so that you can kind of look at it?
I'm actually outside right now. If you can send me the email, I'll definitely take a look at it today. I'll get everything submitted today. Probably later today around 5, 6 o'clock, I'll have it taken care of. But right now, I just wouldn't be able to get that information.
Perfect. Okay. So I'm going to put in the notes here, since it's Wednesday, that when the technician calls you on Friday, just to make sure that that was all completed. And if not, they can walk you through the steps of it. But I did resend the instructions for you in your email. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, it was nice talking to you, Saeed. Thank you for taking the time to explain everything to me, and have a really great rest of your week. Okay.
You too. Take it easy.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.